Audio, there we go. Hey guys, wanted to give you an update on where the podcast is at, where God I think is calling me to change some direction a little bit, and some exciting things that are coming in the next few months. So, hope you are as excited as I am. It has been a while, except for the episode I released recently with my grandma, Grandma Funk. It was so awesome to be able to share that story with you, and got some great feedback from you guys about that. So thank you. Glad you enjoyed that conversation. In about 20 minutes, I'm going to be recording the next episode with my friend Morgan Snyder, who I am super excited to spend some time with and share some of his wisdom with you guys. And it was from the conversation with him about his work, Becoming Good Soil, that God really spoke to me about the future of this brand, the future of this business, and really my heart, because that's what this is, my heart connecting with yours. And he mentioned to just take the pressure off, the pressure to put out a new season and get a bunch of guests in, and to really just focus on whenever the spirit prompts, do an episode to the best of your ability. And so that's what I'm gonna do. Whenever the spirit prompts, maybe that's through an introduction, maybe that's through somebody reaching out, or just you need to do an episode about this, and you need to talk about it yourself and not have a guest on. That's what I'm gonna be doing. So it's gonna be a bit irregular, as you know. I'm kind of irregular anyway, so that's not gonna be all that different. But I'm not going to focus on the kinds of things that your typical podcaster does, the vanity metrics of how many downloads I get, how many likes and follows and shares I get. I'm not going to focus on that. Not that I really was anyway, but I'm going to intentionally not focus on it. So, I want to do this in as authentic a way as possible and just show really what it's like to live towards wholehearted masculinity. And it's messy, and it's in sometimes inconsistent. But what I want to share with you, as you've heard, I mean, all throughout the show, is just authentic conversations about this adventurous life that we all want to have. So if you have some ideas about guests, I am totally open to that. But more importantly, I'm going to be passing it through the filter of, is this who God needs to be me to be talking to right now, or not. And so, open to introductions, totally open to ideas, but we're going to be passing it through that filter. So that's the first thing about the podcast. So currently I don't have any other episodes planned other than Morgan in about 15 minutes here. But after that, I'm going to start doing some virtual study groups, starting with some of Ransomed Heart's content, because frankly, it's the best out there that I've found on how to live a life that is full of adventure and battle and beauty and embracing the messiness of the masculine journey. So, starting on May 28th, I believe, Dalton, you can check me on this. So, I'm working with a friend of mine I met at the Wild Heart Boot Camp on putting out, we're calling it a virtual community. It's on the Ransomed Heart Allies Network. So, if you go to ransomedheart.com/allies, you can find our listing in the virtual communities section. We're going to be doing a virtual book study on Anne's Sons, Volume 4. So that's the magazine that John Eldridge's sons, Sam, Blaine, and Luke, put together along with some of the rest of the Ransomed Heart team and their friends and allies. It's awesome. So we're going to be doing 7 sessions on that on Monday nights for 7 weeks at 9:30 Eastern Time. And we're going to just be talking about what those articles are speaking to in our hearts. So that's the first thing. And then second, we're going to be doing a study on Becoming a King, the book from Morgan Snyder that he's coming out with the end of this month. I'm so excited. It's really great. I pre-ordered it already. I've read the first 3 chapters that come as a bonus. It's awesome. It's really, really great. He's, I mean, literally been working on this book for 20 years. And it shows. So we will be doing a study on that as well. So if you want to join in on any of that, shoot me a message on Facebook or Instagram, or email me at dan@sealteamleaders.com, and you can get in on that. But check out the Allies Network for the listings on all those things. Another thing that I'm praying over, I'm not saying we're going to do this, but I'm praying about, is doing another Wild at Heart Basic in August. So I want to talk about that because they're not going to be doing a full Wild at Heart boot camp in Colorado this year due to all of the things that are going on in the world right now and travel restrictions and all that. They're just not going to have 500 guys out in a bunkhouse together. It's just not legal, really, right now, but also just not practical. So they are encouraging anyone who wants to lead a basic, which is the same content structure but in a small group. And the ideal size for a basic is 10. Now, I've got a couple of guys in mind. I'm probably going to be doing an invite-only group for some veterans. I just got a really big heart for especially the special operations community, as you guys well know, and I would really like to get some operators in a room together for 4 days and go through this content. So if you know someone who is a Ranger, a SEAL, MARSOC, Air Force Combat Controller, those kind of guys, that is wanting to live a more wholehearted life, who's wanting to maybe be more integrated, mind, soul, body, and spirit, send them my way. I would love to talk to them once we get this together. We've got a couple of guys committed already. Whenever we're able to get that together, and it's going to be amazing. So my encouragement and challenge to you is to go to wildatheartbasic.com and look at all that goes into hosting your own basic. All you need is a place, 10 guys. I would recommend a co-facilitator, so somebody who's either done it before or wants to do it with you. It helps out a lot. And go out and do it. It's amazing, and I would highly encourage you to do so. If you got any questions about it, reach out to me. Email, Facebook, Carrier Pigeon, Instagram, DM, whatever, and be happy to talk to you about my experience of facilitating a basic back in March before the whole pandemic thing. Anyway, I'm going to sign off here because I've got to do a little bit more prep for my interview with Morgan, but just wanted to share a little bit of what's going on with you folks who are eagerly anticipating the next few episodes of the podcast, and I'm really looking forward to getting this one out to you and everything else that's coming this summer. So thanks so much for listening and for following along and for just being yourselves and being kind to yourselves and doing some adventures in this crazy hour and sharing about them. I mean, I love seeing all the pictures, you know, from Bryant Jackson taking his son out into the woods and going out in around the river in the middle of the night, or, you know, my friend John Sherm just going down to Turkey Run with his son and setting up double hammocks, or my dad getting into avian photography. It's so cool just seeing all the ways that you guys are embracing adventure in this time of life. That's what this is all about. So keep it up. Looking forward to seeing what you're going to be up to this spring and summer. And looking forward to sharing some of that with you. So take care. Have a wonderful day.